Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday Devotion and Prayer Time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the Senior Minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being generous, taking a look at some of the things that God says and uses to describe a generous person, really using his own generosity as the standard for which we ought to pursue and attain to as we learn to be generous just as he is generous. To understand the proper use of all that he has entrusted to us. To be good stewards or managers of his possessions that are in our care. And to do so in a way that promotes a generosity that really reflects the goodness of God. And today we're going to focus in on goodness and justice in generosity and how both of those characteristics ought to be evident. They ought to drive our generosity, because they're evident and they drive the generosity of God. Psalm 112, verse 5 says, "Good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice." That recognition that there's a reward. And maybe reward isn't the proper word to use. There's a benefit, a result that, well, is good when we choose to be generous, when we choose to pay attention to the promptings of God's Spirit, to the instructions of his Word, and how we use what we have to not simply benefit ourselves, that's the world standard, but to benefit others. The benefit is good. It's a blessing of God. And our generosity results in good. But it also comes from a desire for us to conduct everything that we do, including our giving, our generosity, our sharing with others, in justice. In not just simply making things right, but in helping to keep things right. To give without favoritism, without prejudice, to do things that are right simply because they're right, and to recognize, as I mentioned Sunday, that no, sometimes is the not only an appropriate answer, the best answer. Because the requests that may come my way, that may come your way, don't always involve this goodness. They don't always involve actual justice. They're not always about making things right. Sometimes the requests are about tipping the scales in a way that would actually be unfair. And when you consider God, who gave his only son, and yet has everything, you consider the times where the kings of Israel would pursue God with a whole heart, and they would give generously. And such that the people would give generously. And God would return a blessing that was almost indescribable. And there were times where the kings of Israel would turn away from God. And they would not only refuse to be generous with the people, they definitely refused to be generous with God. But they would become a burden to the people. They would create a hardship, accumulating everything to themselves without justice, without fairness, without goodness. And the problem isn't the accumulation. King Solomon accumulated, the Bible says, more than anyone before him or after him ever would. And yet we read about his generosity, his incredible gifts to God, his incredible gifts to the people of Israel. And when we understand the generosity God wants every one of us to live with, as we talked about Sunday, it's not about the amount that you give. It's more about what you've kept. And when we learn to give ourselves, Paul writes and he commends a group of Christians because they kept their pledge to be generous in giving to help the poor in Jerusalem, those who were being persecuted and scattered abroad. But he says they didn't give as he expected them to, but instead they first gave themselves wholly to God. And we learn to give in a way that promotes goodness and justice when we remind ourselves daily that I and everything that I think I have belongs to God. And then we gaze into His Word, we spend time in prayer, we listen to His Spirit as to what is good and just and right? And we learn to share. And we discover the benefit of God's blessings as our generosity reflects His nature. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for being a God that loves us, who's generous towards your children. In fact, you're generous towards those who disobey you. Your generosity brings the rain on the just and the unjust alike. It gives each of us, in fairness, an opportunity. But that opportunity is often wasted by us because, well, we allow the enemy to convince us the opportunity is about us. And we become selfish. And we neglect goodness. We neglect justice. We neglect fairness. So God, help us to willingly, as we talked with you about yesterday, Father, about our attitude, may we willingly be generous. And that generosity that begins with our surrendering everything to you, may it continue to flow through us as we listen to how you would have us to use those things that you've entrusted to us. Father, forgive us for the times where we take the possessions that we control and we use them as a weapon to divide and to harm and to restrain someone else. Father, give us wisdom to know the appropriate giving and sharing, and not just of our money and our stuff, but of ourself. And Father, as you allow any of us to accumulate portions of this world's treasures, may we learn to use those things in a way that promotes goodness, that promotes justice, ways that lift up Jesus, so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.